That is the Birds of Tokyo. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today. Hello, 29 past 11. It is on this good-looking Monday morning. Time to take a look this morning at the work that CAFs are doing to break the cycle of hardship. In fact, they say it can all be done through education, and they're giving the gift of education for 2024. Their CEO is Wendy Sturgis. She joins me in the Ballarat Today studio. Wendy, lovely to see you again.
Good morning, Brett. Great to be here.
Interesting line. I like it, though. Giving the gift of education. Do you feel like if you give this gift, you pass on some knowledge, you educate people, that it can help stop that cycle of disadvantage?
Yeah, we know global research and research in Australia tells us that if we can keep kids engaged in the education system, we can offer tangible hope that they can have a better life. And that's what we're about this Christmas. We're saying, let us help families who are finding it tough, doing it tough, to help them get their kids engaged or kids back to school in the new year. So that's our strong message this year.
Wendy, there must be a lot of pressures on families at this time of year. You know, you switch on the telly at night and these the glossy ads for the supermarkets and all the things you could buy, all these wonderful toys that could be under the tree. We've got a cost of living crisis at the moment, though. Are you seeing demand for your services at CAFs reach record levels?
Yeah, we absolutely are. We're seeing it, the rental market, for example, because a lot of people who are seriously disadvantaged rent. Mm. Rental has gone up enormously. If you can find a rental, that's the other thing. So petrol, utilities, everywhere you go, a trip to the supermarket will tell you that the cost of living has gone up enormously. And it's really hard for families who are doing it tough to be able to afford the basics, let alone the additional things that Christmas, as you say, a lot of media pressure. Buy this if you're a good parent sort of advertising is a lot for parents.
Yeah, it's sort of a guilt trip, isn't it, hey?
Goodness gracious.
So you mentioned a couple of the drivers for people seeking out your services at CAF. So I guess what we're seeing, Wendy, is almost the perfect storm at the moment.
Yeah, I think that describes it really well. It is a perfect storm and a perfect opportunity for those of us who can give to give what they can give, to really make a change, not just for Christmas, but this whole piece that we're promoting for our appeal this year. And we did it last year, and we know from families they found it useful, practical, actually made a difference beyond Christmas to give a gift that keeps on giving by keeping kids in school, getting kids back to school. So you need money to buy shoes and books and bags and lunch boxes and you name it, you know, laptops. People understand that you need a lot of things to keep a kid engaged in school so that they can actually feel normal and feel accepted and not feel like the kids who are disadvantaged.
So, Wendy, are there two things happening here? You're encouraging those who might need support, maybe financial counselling, et cetera, to reach out to you and your team, but you're also encouraging the Ballarat community to get behind CAFs and support you guys financially if they can.
Yeah, I really am. CAFs, we're a non-denominational organisation. We've been here, one of the longest, oldest organisations in the state, been here for nearly 160 years. We're saying if you give a donation to CAFs, we will do our best to use that money to help disadvantaged people. The money stays here in the Central Highlands. The money will help people in our community, in the community that you live in. So we're really keen with this, with vouchers or donations to the Thread Together. We've spoken about that before, Brett.
We have fabulous great service. Yep, agreed. Okay, so if you can support CAFs, please do so. Best way to reach out to you and the team, Wendy, is it popping in to see you in Lydiard Street North or the website or a combination of all of the above?
The website, cafs.org.au. The phone number, 1-800-692-237.
Wendy, just before we let you go today, saw a pretty moving press release from your team at CAFs late last week on an art exhibition called Invisible. You might be thinking, it's an art exhibition. So what? This one is pretty darn special. This tells the story of some people who live their childhoods in confinement at, it's had various names, but let's call it the Ballarat Children's Home this morning. To get these people to tell their tale, was that a hard request?
We had a handful of former residents from the children's home and the orphanage who saw this as an opportunity to, in their words, to be seen, to be heard, and probably they got some opportunity for the first time to sort of say to people, this was our lives. These were our lives. We had it tough. We were in a home, institutionalized. Mm. There wasn't time, as if people choose to go to the exhibition, they will see and hear and learn about the fact that a lot of these people didn't have a lot of love in their lives. They were mass, it was like a mass production. It was about just doing the basics. So that leaves a mark. And I think it's important that we recognise Ballarat had a lot of institutions, 18 in fact, and CAFS was involved in running a number of those organisations over a number of years. And we really, we salute the care leavers who have been brave enough to come forward and tell their stories and their experiences. So important work.
Mm, must have been pretty emotional at the launch last week, Wendy.
Yeah, I went there and I was absolutely moved to tears. It was, and I've been involved in had the privilege of listening and hearing a lot about people's stories.
Yeah. So you become a little hardened, I would imagine, but this one took you somewhere else.
It did. When you read the words, when you hear that a siren sounded to send you to bed, to send you to have a meal, and that same siren is what they used in war. In times of war, and that was one thing that really hit home to me. Imagine being a child and having your life governed by a siren.
Siren, awful stuff. And it impacted around 4,500 children in Ballarat too, so its spread was certainly wide-reaching. So that is called Invisible, a fairly provocative sort of name too, Wendy, about these kids, I suppose. They felt just invisible living in the orphanage.
They did.
Yep, worth having a look at now. It's at Art Space Ballarat on until December 10. Wendy Sturgis from CAFS, thanks for your time on the show.
Thank you, Brett.